Justice for a little girl in a Colorado courtroom. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Nearly 5 years after 7-year-old Olivia Gant died, her mother has just been sentenced to 16 years in prison for causing her daughter's death by lying about her health, even convincing doctors to perform unneeded surgeries, all to keep collecting money from charities.
Gant died in hospice care in 2017, her feeding tubes removed. Her death ruled intestinal failure, though a later investigation showed no signs of illness or conditions that Turner claimed. The girl's father and grandparents also sued at Children's Hospital of Colorado, saying doctors there failed to do their duties as mandatory reporters of child abuse.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the mother of 43-year-old Kelly Turner, pleading guilty to multiple counts last month to avoid a murder charge. It was only after Gant died and Turner brought her older daughter to the same hospital with bone pain that doctors decided to take a closer look. America's debate masks may not end anytime soon as multiple states lift mandates.
Our guidance has consistently been this. When you are in a high transmission area, which is everywhere in the country, you should wear a mask in indoor settings, including schools.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, as the CDC holds off on updating its guidance, Massachusetts joined a growing list of states planning to let schools end masking in the coming weeks if local officials want to, while New York and Illinois today joined other states lifting most indoor masking but keeping masks in schools. Taxpayers will not be paying for crack pipes as part of a grant program aimed at reducing harm to drug users. The Health and Human Services Secretary making clear in a written statement no federal funding will be used to put pipes in safe smoking kits. This after criticism the White House says was fueled by inaccurate reporting about grant applications. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A federal judge stops a South Dakota rule that would make it one of the hardest states to get abortion pills.
A judge granted a preliminary injunction against Republican Governor Kristi Noem's rule requiring abortion seekers to make 3 separate visits to a doctor to take abortion pills. Women in South Dakota currently receive both drugs of a 2-dose regimen in one visit but take the second dose at home. Planned Parenthood, which operates the state's only abortion clinic, arguing the rule would prevent its ability to provide medication-induced abortions. Governor Noem took executive action in anticipation that the FDA would lift a requirement for patients to pick up the drugs in person. Noem argues the FDA's policy would endanger women seeking an abortion, but the agency says it found complications from abortion pills to be rare. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A toxicologist testifies it wasn't drug use, heart disease, or an agitated state known as excited delirium that caused George Floyd's death as he was pinned down by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. This adding to multiple medical witnesses at the federal trial of 3 other former officers accused of violating Floyd's civil rights by failing to intervene or render aid. Chauvin pleaded guilty in the federal case after being convicted of murder in state court. A social media stunt backfires when a woman tries to fake her own kidnapping.
Pennsylvania State Police say while at a restaurant in Kelly Township, 41-year-old Felicia Nettles of Texas passed a note falsely claiming she'd been taken against her will, urging a server to call 911. When local and state police responded, she explained she meant it as a joke, looking to record a reaction from the server to share on TikTok, adding she didn't expect anyone to take her seriously. Nettles cited with disorderly conduct. In Texas, she could have been charged with making a false report to induce an emergency, which is a misdemeanor.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. The Dow up 305 today. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.